I am glad my grandparents are not alive to hear me do this next story, because if they were, it would just be a never-ending tirade. Hey, society is going down the toilet. You young people are ruining this world. Oh, gosh. It would be horrible. But listen to this. I'm kind of surprised by this one, and it takes a lot to surprise me. Okay, as I mentioned before we went to the break, let's put yourself in this situation. You're at the DMV. Is there anything worse than waiting at the DMV?
Now serving number 6.
And you're holding
a ticket. Your number is 70-something. Right.
Precisely. You know, and the person that, you know, they're up there talking about their kids and how the dog has got a, you know, tick. And talking about everything. Except, just get the job done. So you're sitting there, and you're waiting at a doctor's office, DMV. I don't care what it is. And if you're like most of us, out comes your smartphone, and we're going to text our friends, or we're going to check some email, maybe play a little Words with Friends or whatever. You know, oh, please, Lord, do not ever, ever send me a Candy Crush invitation, ever. Anyway, that's how we waste our time now. And we, you know, do it on a regular basis. So what if you were in that situation where you had to wait a while and you could not use your phone? What would you do? Well, me, I would look around and go, well, let's find a magazine that I haven't read or an article or something. Let me read something. Or maybe, I don't know, God forbid, strike up a conversation with another human being.
I'm sorry, they're on their phone. They don't want to have a conversation.
And actually find out about another human being from that actual human being. There's a lot of things. Well, a new study found out that we have gotten so used to being able to occupy ourselves when we're bored with our phones that if we can't, we will take any other option, including self-torture.
Well, now, wait a minute. Describe self-torture, please.
Okay. Scientists had people sit in a waiting room without their phones.
Okay.
Their only option to stimulate themselves was to press a button that gave them a mild electric shock. Now, why do I all of a sudden see a bunch of dumb lab monkeys sitting around going, and then continuing to do it? But these weren't lab monkeys. This is you and me, man. They sat in the room, and people were so desperate for any form of stimulation that 1 in 4 women and 2 out of 3 men sat there and shocked themselves repeatedly. What? Why? Why? Now, obviously, it was not an electrical shock that administered pain or serious discomfort. It was enough to where you're like, nah, cool.
That's still ridiculous.
It is. Seriously, I'm serious. That's where I'm glad my grandparents don't listen to that, because they would completely wig out and go on this tirade about how our society is going right down the tubes. But when you would choose to sit there and shock yourself instead of, I don't know, go outside for a walk, pick up a magazine, talk to someone. No. I don't. Wow. All right. So here's what I'd like to do, Chris. Can we rig an electric shock to the chair over here? And when Tom comes back, just every once in a while, and let me just shock him every once in a while, just a little. Not like 120 volts or anything, but just, you know, a little.
It would be funny.
I think
it would be funny.
And not tell him. And then when he reacts to it, just say, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no problem. All right. Here's another story for you. Fortunately, this at least didn't happen here in the United States, but it has happened here before. 23-year-old Michaela Hutchins of Litchfield, England, was taking out cash for some groceries in April, and she noticed when she got her slip, the little receipt, it said her bank balance was about $89,000 more than it should have been. Now, what would you think? You see your bank balance, it says 89 grand more than you thought you had. The first reaction that I would have is, oh, man, the bank has made some kind of a funky error. I got to go in Monday morning and get this taken care of. This is going to be a problem. Do you think that was her reaction? No.
I'd like to make a quick withdrawal, please.
Within 48 hours of discovering that the bank had dropped in $89,000 into her account by mistake, within 48 hours she had spent $14,000 on designer clothes, shoes, purses, paid off a few fines, gave her mom $1,700, and moved everything left over into her savings account. Mm-hmm. Turns out the city council had accidentally deposited the money into her account. It was supposed to go...
It's your government at work.
There it is. It was supposed to go into a low-income housing fund, and she was actually getting government assistance, but they made a little bit too big of a deposit.
So this was actually a welfare payment gone wrong?
Welfare
that's what we've
payment?
Got here?
Yep, that's exactly right. That's awesome.
Now, you know what? Here's what I'd be tempted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look. The law on this is very clear.
Yep.
When there's an incorrect deposit of large amounts of money into your account, you don't get to keep it.
Nope.
The law says the bank, in fact, can just go in and take it back.
That's right.
So you could go on Friday, wow, there's an extra $100,000 in here, and on Monday it could be gone.
Right.
Say, hey, it was there, it's not there now.
Whoopsie.
I would be tempted to take it out.
Well,
not spend it. Not
remove it.
Just have it, and they call you up, Mr. Conley? There was something wrong. Yes, I have it right here.
Yes, I do have it. I'm wallowing around naked in it. Come get
it. We can talk about how it's going to come back to you. In the end, yes, it's going to come back to you. But you know those fees that you charge me for my checking and for the ATM?
I'd like it to be waived for a while.
I don't want to know about those anymore. But yes, I'll come back in with your money.
I like the way you think. I like the way you think a lot. Well, she didn't decide to give it back. You know, she moved it from her checking account to her savings account. They could have gone in and gotten it. I guess they didn't have access to it. Whatever. So they asked her to pay it back. She said no. She was pulled into court, and her defense, I pled guilty, but the only person guilty is the person who put the money in my account. They're punishing me because of the way I look. If I wasn't so much to look at, if I weren't so beautiful, I guess I would just get a slap on the wrist. Yep.
This and young you're lady, full of yourself, too.
This young lady feels that the money was, she was entitled to the money that was deposited into her account by mistake, and the only reason she's being punished is because she's pretty.
Just because the economy is terrible and you don't have a job doesn't mean you can't throw a party.
Oh, yeah.
What am I going to feed my guests? Have you tried these?
What's that?
Welfare Checks Mix.
Mm, this is great.
And it's free from the Obama administration.
How do I get more Welfare Checks Mix?
Just get on party.gov. Fill out the pages upon pages of personal information.
It says down for maintenance.
No, keep trying, buddy. It's the government way. New Welfare Checks Mix from Obamaco. Perfect for your next Democrat party.
The Packers Station. The Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.